Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Pabst Brewing, proud supporter of local artists nationwide, and of the NPR Live in Concert series, online at PabstBlueRibbon.com.
From a personal point of view, when you move away from your homeland, you've been away for as long as I have, you come back and things seem unbelievably familiar, and yet you're not connected to the place in the same way.
Singer-songwriter Richard Schindel was born in New Jersey, lives in Argentina, and now on a covers album explores the pull between his native and new homes. This is Take 5, supported by DK Eyewitness Travel Guides, the guides that show you what others only tell you. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. In 2000, Richard Schindel made the move to Buenos Aires and shocked fans who considered him a cornerstone talent in the American contemporary folk scene. But there's been no missing him in the years since, with a steady stream of tours and new records as expected. The distance for Richard, however, is always there, and the perspective he's gained as a result provides the theme for his new album, South of Delia. You'll hear Richard's voice, to be sure, but the words come from other writers, and FUV's John Platt recently asked Richard about what he wanted the songs to say.
The songs all, for me, speak to the view of my native land, mm-hmm. the United States of America, seen from afar, down in Buenos Aires, Argentina, where I live. And I wanted to sort of come back with the record because, you know, I live there permanently. We're probably going to stay there. But on the last record, Vuelta, I wrote a bunch of songs and recorded them with Argentine musicians in Argentina. And for this record, I wanted to come back to the kinds of sounds and the kinds of production that I'm more used to. And also with a collection of songs that just, I don't know, there's some sort of resonance to the view of somebody who lives far away watching the United States these days. Living in another country changes a person a little, and you don't know how. But you notice it when you come back and you feel differently about things. And it can be fascinating, but it can also be slightly disconcerting. And so I wanted to sort of explore that with this record.
There's a wicked wind still blowing on that upper deck. There's an iron cross still hanging down from around her neck. There's a marching band still playing on that vacant lot where she held me in her arms one time and said, forget me not, Señor, Señor. I can see that painted wagon, smell the tail of the dragon. I can't stand the suspense anymore. Can you tell me who to contact here, Señor?
Do you end up feeling defensive at all in Buenos Aires?
Oh, yeah. One reason is that I have a natural defensiveness and loyalty towards the place where I come from. And when I hear people talk about it badly, I want to counter what they're saying. I don't like it when people talk badly about where I come from, especially if they don't really understand the place. You don't know the people that I know. You don't know the culture that I know. You don't know the radio stations, the musicians, the clubs, all the people who you don't see on television and the movies that are portraying these stereotypes to you. And so I spent a lot of time trying to tell people that. I'm actually trying to get I've got this idea of getting a radio show in Argentina in Spanish and to play music that they don't ever hear down there, to sort of give another side to the cultural onslaught of what comes down on cable vision. I spent a lot of time not defending, but clarifying, let's just say that.
South of Delia there's a patch out back by the willow trees, and I can't leave this world behind. It's a fenced in piece of nothing, or I hear voices on my knees, and I can't leave this world behind. Some prophecies are self-fulfilling. I've had to work for all of mine. Better times will come to me
God willing, 'cause I can't leave this world behind.
Richard Chindell performing the Josh Ritter song, Lawrence, Kansas, live at WFUV. Hear Richard's complete live session with John Platt and other exclusive interviews in the archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by DK Eyewitness Travel Guides. Information at travel.dk.com. The guides that show you what others only tell you.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available real-time traffic alerts. More at acura.com/RDX.